Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And a man accused of setting a woman on fire on a Chicago train this week has been federally charged with committing a terrorist attack, authorities said. Lawrence Reed, 50, was identified as the suspect in the November 17th attack on a Chicago Transit Authority train in the city's Loop District, according to federal criminal complaint. He was arrested November 18th and federally charged on November 19th with committing a terrorist act or other violence against a mass transportation system. The victim, an unidentified 26-year-old woman, remained in critical condition as of November 19th. The Chicago Fire Police Department said in an update she sustained severe burns to her face and body, the criminal complaint said. And President Donald Trump yesterday accused half a dozen Democratic lawmakers of sedition punishable by death after the lawmakers, all veterans of armed services and intelligence community, called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy illegal orders. The 90-second video was first posted early Tuesday on social media by Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. In it, the six lawmakers, Slotkin, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Representatives Jason Crow, Chris DeLuzio, Maggie Goodlander, and Chrissy Houlihan, speak directly to U.S. service members, whom Slotkin acknowledges are under enormous stress and pressure right now. The American people need you to stand up for our laws and our Constitution, Slotkin wrote in the X post. And the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department purchased some of the newest technology available that can be used in a variety of situations. The sheriff bought drones in a variety of models and sizes. Each drone model has a different function and can be used in various situations. There is a large drone that is capable of being used in almost all weather conditions. A medium-sized drone model can be operated longer to cover a large area, and smaller drones are used for locating a missing person, to help with crash reconstruction, and more. These drones have a handheld screen that receives a signal of what the drone sees as it is going over an area. There is another smaller drone that can be sent into dangerous situations or sent into a building to check out what the situation is instead of sending in an officer. The drone's operator wears goggles to see what the drone sees. The cost of the drone is $30,000, which is also including the cost of training the officers to use them and getting the officers certified as drone operators. The cost of the drones training and certification was covered by a millage levy for the Sheriff's Department's operations. When we come back after this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at international news, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has launched a review of the shooting incident involving an unarmed man and a local police officer. Preliminary information confirms the victim was not carrying a weapon when shot, prompting renewed calls for reform and oversight regarding police use of force protocols. Community leaders are urging transparency and public disclosure of investigation findings to restore trust and accountability in law enforcement. And in our international news, drone footage from Chernobyl, Ukraine, revealed extensive damage to residential areas following a Russian strike that killed at least 26 people, including several children. The city's plight is emblematic of the continuing humanitarian crisis faced by civilians as the war enters its fourth year, with rescue operations and aid organizations struggling to cope with the ongoing violence. And you can get the full stories along with your weather, obituaries, information, and more by visiting thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.